Again today, Democratic presidential challenger John Kerry sharply criticized President Bush for his handling of the war in Iraq. After weeks on the defensive on national security, Senator Kerry said the failure to plan for peace in Iraq had cost too many lives and too much money. He delivered his address at the Cincinnati Museum Center, the same spot where nearly 2 years ago President Bush laid out his case for war against Iraq. From Cincinnati, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
When President Bush spoke here in October of 2002, he said the United States knew Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, but pledged to plan carefully with allies at our side for war. That was just days before Congress was set to vote on a resolution authorizing the president to use force in Iraq. John Kerry voted in favor of that resolution. Today, Kerry said that in that speech 2 years ago, President Bush made a series of promises he did not keep.
Here in Cincinnati, he said that if Congress approved the resolution giving him the authority to use force, it did not mean that military action would be unavoidable. But he chose not to give the weapons inspectors the time they needed, not just to get the job done, but to give meaning to the words going to war as a last resort.
Kerry charged that the president adopted a go-it-alone policy in Iraq that has left the U.S. with the overwhelming burden of casualties and expense. He said the cost of the president's policy in Iraq now is, quote, $200 billion and counting.
$200 billion for Iraq? But they tell us we can't afford after-school programs for our children. $200 billion for Iraq? But they tell us we can't afford health care for our veterans. $200 billion for Iraq? But they tell us we can't afford to keep the 100,000 police officers we put on the streets during the 1990s. We're here today to tell them they're wrong. It's time to lead America in a new direction.
Kerry also attacked President Bush for his energy policy, for not doing enough to extend health care coverage to uninsured Americans, and for approving an increase in Medicare premiums. But his focus was on Iraq, where he says in a recent interview, even President Bush says he miscalculated.
Havens now created that weren't there for terrorists who weren't even in the country before we went there. And today, even the Pentagon has admitted this very reality, that entire regions of Iraq are controlled by insurgents and terrorists.
Pointing to Kerry's vote for the war resolution and later against the funding bill for the war, Bush campaign spokesman Steve Schmidt said today that Kerry's speech was yet another example of his, quote, indecision, vacillation, and political gamesmanship. Yesterday, Vice President Dick Cheney went further, saying a vote for the Kerry-Edwards ticket could aid terrorists planning attacks on the U.S.
We're now at that point where we're making that kind of decision for the next 30 or 40 years. And it's absolutely essential that 8 weeks from today on November 2nd, we make the right choice. Because if we make the wrong choice, then the danger is that we'll get hit again.
Democrats sharply attacked Cheney for those comments. Tomorrow, John Kerry has a chance to address the charge himself when he heads to Des Moines, where they were made. Greg Allen, NPR News, Cincinnati.